Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
More about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Hello, stranger.
It's Barbara Lewis bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Chad Boutre is our guest, our good friend, member of our Brain Trust, chief economist for the NAM, National Association of Manufacturers, and one of the best in the business. Chad, thanks again for being here, and you brought your September report.
Yeah, we got.
I see up arrows. I see down arrows.
So our members,
well, up arrows are good. The down arrows are good too, I think.
Our members continue to be really upbeat. I think we've had the same conversation pretty much all year long, and it really, I attribute that optimism. You know, basically 90% of our members are positive about their own company's outlook. So 89.8%. And I attribute that a lot to, number one, optimism about policy, right? Certainly we've already seen a lot of action on the regulatory side. We spent the first segment talking about, you know, the possibility of tax reform. Hopefully there is an infrastructure package and a lot of other things coming down the pike as well. So certainly there is the policy part. My own personal view is that a large part of why that they continue to be so optimism is because the overall economy is doing better. The global economy seems to have turned a corner. We have none of the top 15 markets for U.S. manufactured goods exports. None of them currently are in contraction. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Europe is seeing its best numbers in about 6.5 years. And our exports, which were a drag the last couple of years, are not this year. Right? So you're seeing just better numbers across the board.
The trade deficit.
The trade deficit, you know, is still there, but it's down. It's down. And we have seen that exports not be the drag that it was the last couple of years. It was a slight positive to GDP in the second quarter data. And as a result, we've actually seen really strong growth in hiring. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so. We have essentially a very tight labor market, and I think the one thing that kind of came out of that last survey that was kind of a huge talking point to me was that, yes, healthcare costs was the number one issue, but in a virtual tie with it was attracting and retaining a quality workforce.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
We got millions of jobs going wanting because they can't find qualified people.
Yeah. So as the labor market has tightened and as we've continued to have really strong growth in the manufacturing sector in terms of hiring, those workforce challenges are huge.
Do you see, as the market tightens, the workforce market tightens, and what I think we have is not a lack of humans, but a lack of qualified humans, right? That's the problem. Do you see corporate America? Do you see manufacturing starting to take more of an aggressive, more of a frontline role in getting people trained? Doing some kind of apprenticeship type things, education, working with schools. I mean, the federal government is a total disaster when it comes to stuff like this. I've been saying for 15 years, 16 years, that a presidential candidate could get elected on that ticket alone. What do you think?
So yes, on everything you just said is true. You like to hear that, right?
I love it. Yeah, you're doing great. So we invite you back.
So yes, apprenticeships. Obviously, President Trump is fully behind apprenticeships and trying to expand it beyond kind of what you typically think of when you think of apprenticeships. The NAM's Manufacturing Institute expects to play a role there, along with the rest of the business community, in trying to help certify or make sure those apprenticeships are you know, up to snuff. But the institute also has played a role for a number of years, really, in the workforce issue. Encouraging our members to work with local high schools and community colleges and four-year institutions to make sure those skills are being offered, right, the skills that they need in their local area.
Right, right.
We just had Manufacturing Day on October 6th. 3,000 sites around the country opened up their facilities for high school students to come in and tour.
Oh, that's great.
That's a large part of trying to change perceptions about manufacturing. I actually participated in an event in Connecticut that day. We all kind of were dispatched around the country for that.
And let me stick another thing in here real quick. Yeah. There's a robotics competition going on around the country in high schools. Do you know about that?
I do. Yeah, I think the more we can try to entice
Can I stick a statistic in there? In my area, there's eight or nine high schools in my area, 34% of the participants were girls.
That's huge.
Yeah.
And I think when people think of manufacturing, they think blue-collar work. And the reality is, if you go on one of these tours, or if you actually look at a manufacturing facility, these are very high-tech, very advanced operations now. And they need a lot more scientists and engineers and technology whizzes. And certainly they need the trades, too, welding and mechanics, et cetera. It's a much different process than I think. You know, there aren't many low-skilled labor jobs in manufacturing anymore.
Every one of them has some connection to a computer. Yeah. Here's an interesting data point, Chad, that I'm getting from people. They're saying that one of the reasons why people are not around robots is because the robots are dangerous and they'll kill you. Right? They'll swing around. If you're in the way, they're going to kill you. So they're keeping people away from the robots. She says they're creating camera technology now and connecting it to the robots, and that people will be able to work more closely with robots now because the cameras are telling the robots there's a human stop. There's new camera technology that's going to allow humans to go to work more side by side with robots. What do you think?
I haven't heard that one before,
but I
definitely believe that.
Pretty exciting, huh?
You know, there is that fear out there that the robots are going to take our jobs away. You know, my view is the opposite. My view is technology is going to make us more productive.
And this was my friend, my expert's point, is that when the cameras get installed and working properly, this will change the direction of the humans. Hold on to that thought.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.